From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, violence in Iraq's Anbar province. Islamic State suicide bombers mounted a failed attempt to blast their way into the Al-Asad air base. That's 35 kilometers northwest of the Anbar provincial capital of Ramadi on Friday. Strategic Iraqi military base had been surrounded by the militants for weeks. About 300 U.S. military personnel are at that base helping to train Iraqi troops who are battling the Islamic State group. Nigeria's Boko Haram extremist group has, for the first time, attacked a village in Chad, part of a widening insurgency that has now drawn in four countries. Chadian officials say at least 12 people were killed during the early Friday violence. Boko Haram has previously launched deadly attacks on towns in Cameroon and Niger. Those two countries, along with Chad, recently joined a regional offensive against the Islamic extremist group. Here in the U.S., President Obama has called the shooting deaths of three Muslims near a college campus in the state of North Carolina brutal and outrageous murders. A neighbor of those killed has been charged with first-degree murder in connection with the killings. Police say they believe a long-simmering dispute over a parking space led to the shootings. The father of the slain women says he believes the shootings were a hate crime. The United States says Russia is sending large amounts of military supplies and equipment to pro-Russia fighters in eastern Ukraine as the deadline for a ceasefire draws near and raging fighting has killed at least 26. Russia has denied sending troops or weapons across the border to aid in the fighting, which has killed at least 5,400 people and wounded thousands more since separatists launched their uprising 10 months ago. This is VOA News. President Obama is taking action on cybersecurity after several high-profile attacks against U.S.-based companies and government agencies. VOA's Aru Pandey reports.
At a White House summit in California, Friday, Mr. Obama spoke to CEOs and consumer and privacy advocates and signed an executive order that lays out a framework for companies to share data about cyber threats to each other and to the government. He said the public and private sectors have a shared mission in combating cyber attacks.
So much of our computer networks and critical infrastructure are in the private sector, which means government cannot do this alone. But the fact is that the private sector can't do it alone either.
President Obama said both industry and government must work together as true partners, while also constantly evolving to deal with these new threats. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Washington.
The Obama administration is clarifying what goods Cuba's small private sector will be allowed to sell to the United States, further loosening 50 years of trade restrictions against Havana. Friday's developments follow last December's deal between President Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro to exchange prisoners, reopen embassies, and ease restrictions on commerce. Negotiators drafting a climate change agreement have doubled the size of the text they began with. Some of the nearly 200 delegates who attended the week-long session are concerned the expanded text may complicate efforts to combat global warming. Lisa Schlein has details.
It was not supposed to be this way. Delegates began this round of talks with the aim of streamlining the 39-page text before them. Instead, the draft of this climate change agreement has ballooned to 86 pages. Head of the Latvian delegation to the European Union, Ilze Prus, who actively pushed for a pruned-down version of the text, puts a brave face on the results.
However, we are happy that it is owned by and reflects the views of parties. It will be a guide for our negotiations in the coming months. And in this respect, I think we can consider Geneva as an important step forward.
Scientists say nations must cut greenhouse gas emissions to less than 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial warming. But time is running out. In just 10 months, world leaders will gather in Paris to sign a climate change agreement. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A report issued by the media watchdog Reporters Without Borders says press freedom declined around the world last year. Annual World Press Freedom Index said conditions in two-thirds of the 180 countries survey worsened in 2014. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.